everything all right, Arthur?" asked Mrs. Weasley, after they had all greeted Mr. Weasley and handed over their presents. "Fine, fine," said Mr. Weasley, a little too heartily. "You haven't seen Hela Smithwick, have you?"
"No," said Mrs. Weasley suspiciously. "Why?"
"Nothing, nothing," said Mr. Weasley airily, starting to unwrap his pile of gifts. "Well, everyone had a good day. What did you all get for Christmas?" "Oh, Harry, this is absolutely wonderful." For he had just opened Harry's gift of fuse wire and screwdrivers. Mrs. Weasley did not seem entirely satisfied with Mr. Weasley's answer. As her husband leaned over to shake Harry's hand, she peered at the bandaging under his nightshirt. "Arthur," she said, with a snap in her voice like a mousetrap, "you've had your bandages changed. Why have you had your bandages changed a day early, Arthur? You told me they wouldn't need doing until tomorrow." "What?" said Mr. Weasley, looking rather frightened and pulling the bed covers higher up his chest. "No, no, it's nothing. He seemed to deflate under Mrs. Weasley's piercing gaze. "Well, now don't get upset, Molly, but Augustus Pye had an idea. He's the trainee healer, you know, lovely young chap and very interested in, complementary medicine. I mean, some of these old muggle remedies, well, they're called stitches, Molly, and they work very well on muggle wounds." Mrs. Weasley let out an ominous noise somewhere between a shriek and a snarl. Lupin strolled away from the bed and over to the werewolf, who had no visitors and was looking rather wistfully at the crowd around Mr. Weasley. Bill muttered something about getting himself a cup of tea, and Fred and George leapt up to accompany him, grinning.
"Do you mean to tell me?"
said Mrs. Weasley, her voice growing louder with every word, and apparently unaware that her fellow visitors were scurrying for cover,
"that you have been messing about with muggle remedies?"
"Not messing about, Molly dear," said Mr. Weasley imploringly. "It was just something Pye and I thought we'd try. Only, most unfortunately, well, with these particular kinds of wounds, it doesn't seem to work as well as we'd hoped."
"Meaning?"
Well, I don't know whether you know what stitches are."
"It sounds as though you've been trying to sew your skin back together," said Mrs. Weasley, with a snort of mirthless laughter. "But even you, Arthur, wouldn't be that stupid."
"I fancy a cup of tea too," said Harry, jumping to his feet. Hermione, Ron and Ginny almost sprinted to the door with him. As it swung closed behind them, they heard Mrs. Weasley shriek,
"What do you mean that's the general idea?"
"Typical Dad," said Ginny, shaking her head as they set off up the corridor.
"Stitches, I ask you."
"Well, you know, they do work well on non-magical wounds," said Hermione fairly. "I suppose something in that snake's venom dissolves them or something. I wonder where the tea room is."
"Fifth floor," said Harry, remembering the sign over the welcome witch's desk.